Here's your chance to win a trip to see two country superstars, Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan, in Vegas. Double the hits, one unforgettable night. We've got your flights, hotel, concert tickets covered. The Double Down Tour, Aldean and Bryan co-headlining with special guests John Party and Chase Matthews, all live under the neon lights, prize provided by BBR Music Group. Text this hour's national keyword, TROUBLE, to 95819. That's TROUBLE, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Text it to 95819. We'll text you back to confirm your entry. Data and messaging rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Official rules and more information at WJR.com. Well, there's been a lot of good things going on here at the Sneth Camps and the Sneth Camp Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We happen to be at the Highland Park store for this America 250 Michigan-made celebration. And there have been some awards given and some honors and such. And one of them came from the folks at Ally Financial. And I have to tell you, Mark had already told me a story about Ally that's extremely important to the history of Sneth Camp and to all Chrysler dealers. Why don't you remind our listeners about, you know, frankly, some of the tough times that Chrysler and the dealers went through.
Thanks, Paul. I'll never forget the day. It was May 14th, 2009. There was a UPS truck that went around to all the dealerships, frankly, in the country, and they had a manila envelope, and they delivered it to all the dealer principals. And in that envelope was a letter from Chrysler saying that you were going to continue being a Chrysler dealer or you were going to lose your Chrysler franchise. We were lucky enough to keep our Chrysler franchise.
Just like that.
Just like that. That's how they notified
no
the dealers.
No conversation, no nothing.
That's how we all found out that day.
Ay, ay, ay.
And I can't tell you how relieved we were to keep our franchises, but we also had no idea what was going to happen. You know, who was going to be our bank, who was going to be our financial partner, because Chrysler Credit and Chrysler Financial also, our lending partners also went out of business at that time. So that's where Ally came in. They used to be called GMAC, and it was a little hard for me
to. They were GMAC at the time, and you're sitting there going, well, wait a minute, I'm a Chrysler dealer.
Exactly.
GMAC is going to help me?
Yeah, and they were. They came to the table and they called me probably that same day and said, "Don't worry, we're you know the old story. We're here to help. We're from the factory."
But they really were telling the truth.
Yes, they really were telling the truth.
And from that day, that you'll never forget, May 14, 2009, Ally has been a real ally and a savior for your business and other dealers like yourself.
Absolutely, they were here from the beginning, and Mo's here to show that we still love them and they still love us.
They clearly still love you. He's a senior director of sales at Ally, Mo Shamoon. Mo?
Hello, Paul.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Well, it's nice of you to be here because, you know, I love Mark Sneth Camp, have for a long time, and I love to see how people, you know, rallied around the Chrysler dealers when it was necessary, or we wouldn't have them, frankly. You can't sell cars without financing. Very few people can walk in and say, yeah, I'll take that. Here's a check. That's not the way it works. In fact, in this market, leasing is king. I learned that a long time ago. And all of this takes financing. You maybe are too young to remember when this decision was made, but how was that decision made at then GM, basically, to help these other dealers?
Yeah, there were dark days. Mark is exactly right. I mean, there's a lot of dealers that were affected by this. And figuring out where to go from there. But it turned into something very, very prosperous for both the dealers and GMAC at the time when we turned into Ally. So a lot of new developed relationships occurred during those times. As you mentioned, we were GMAC in the past, and it helped transition us to doing business with dealers of all makes and types. And certainly Mark Sneth Camp and the Chrysler side of the house. It was great. And it's been wonderful since then, seeing the progression and being there for them and, you know, hearing those kind words from his end. It's really impactful.
You know, in life, timing can be everything. And it just appears to me that the timing was such that this was good for both of you because you were just GM. And there's nothing wrong with that, obviously. Mm-hmm. But if you wanted to grow and be as big as you are now and as successful as you are now, you needed to branch out and start helping other companies, right?
That's right. Couldn't have said it better ourselves.
So the timing of this thing, Mark, worked very, very well for all of you.
Absolutely. And as he said, they've grown with us and we've grown with them. You know, we've added the Gaylord dealership and the Midland dealership, and they were right at our side to help us put those deals together with the building financing, the inventory.
Oh, they do all that then, yep. Not just the cars. Nope. Okay, I didn't know how much of it. Well, timing is the key here.
They own everything you're looking at right here.
He's a great customer.
But I still talk to you if I want to buy something or lose something. Okay. Timing is everything, which brings us to the gift that he came bearing that Moshe Moon brought along that says, congratulations on 100 years in business from your friends at Ally. And I think it's very appropriate, given the story you've just told and what we've just heard, that it happens to be a beautiful wall clock from Shinola, which is a perfect choice. This is really a very nice presentation that you are. Well, you can make it right now officially.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Right on the radio.
Right. I think you said it perfectly, from one Detroit icon to another, right? Shinola and Mr. Snethkamp. We're glad to be a part of it and on this tremendous milestone. So it's the least we can do. Hope you enjoy it. And thank you for letting us be a part of your journey, Mark.
It's a beautiful
It'll still
clock.
Be working another 100 years from now. Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's got a four-year-old chairman already lined up. So he's got the fifth?
He'll be five.
Fifth generation. Aye, aye, aye.
I'm third. I was the one that was supposed to screw it up.
You didn't.
And you did not screw it up. You did. I remember rough times.
Plenty.
I remember sitting with you at, like, it was like Andiamo's or someplace, and you were lamenting the tax bill in a conversion from ownership from dear dad who had passed to you and the family, and the government throws so many curveballs at us at times like that that people don't even think about or know about. But that was a tough time, and you made it through the tough times, and you have thrived. As you say, you just added two more dealerships not too long ago, so it's been great. This Shinola clock represents Detroit and the grit and toughness of Detroit. If you would have asked people 10 years, maybe I should say 20 now because it's been a while, but if you were to ask them 20 years ago, do you think there'll ever be a watchmaker, clockmaker that'll be in Detroit and grow around the world? Most of us would have said, no. Are you kidding me? Not going to happen. Well, it's happened with Shinola. It's happened with Snethkamp. It's happened with Ally. It's happened with WJR. So we're all in this together. Let's take a break and have a hot dog.
In.
We're all in?
Thanks, Paul.
In. Thank
Beautiful
you, Paul.
Clock. Blue face, Shinola. Mark actually has the watch with the same face on it. He almost wore it today, not knowing this was even coming. But I know the watch very well. I know the blue face. It's beautiful. It's a wonderful product and a wonderful gift from the heart, from Ally, congratulating you on 100 years in business from your friends at Ally. And so, Mo Shamoon, I thank you. You didn't even know you were going to be on. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having us, Paul.
We appreciate it. Mark, you'll probably be back on again as we continue on WJR.